Worst little podcast. I would like to start this show the same way I start any other, with a quick rapport building exercise. Now you sitting at home, you just go ahead and relax and enjoy yourself. The rest of us, let's start with some eye contact.
Hi.
But not too much. Great. Next, I will mirror some of your mannerisms and movements. Excellent.
Very good.
Last but not least, and this goes for you folks sitting wherever, let's take one great big deep breath together. Great.
This guy's good.
Oh, there's more where that came from.
All right.
Now here's that song I prepped a moment ago. Trouble, daddy trouble, what else is new? Hot little thing left home too soon. I thought I could help to try to fix you. But if you fall too hard, what are you this relationship is synonymous to a botched abortion. So what did she go and do, folks? Well, she went and got herself a brand new neck tattoo. Brand new. Piercings and booze to change yourself, cocaine and dope and hustle for wealth. Brand new neck tattoo, brand new neck tattoo, brand new neck tattoo. No food in her belly, no food in the shelf, don't get no sleep or worry about health. Live and learn, I only made it worse. No real connection, I always put me first. Now she's alone, stuck with my curse. Lost but reminded from her. Brand new neck tattoo. Brand new neck tattoo. Brand new neck tattoo. We gave it a try, we crashed and burned. Now she's alone and she's hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Philippe Pendeo on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting from the hottest fucking place I've been in my entire life. This is the Worst Little Podcast, enjoying my time here at the Dogwater Studios with my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hola.
Back from the mines, it's Chewy. I missed you, brother.
Missed you.
We got Dogwater Dick in the back. None of the interns are here. Kim's out because she's sick. But like we said before, it's Philippe Pendeo.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
What's up?
Is that all one word, Philippe Pendeo?
Oh, yeah. Shares a P.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Philippe Pendejo. It's not Philippe Pendejo. It's Philippe
Pendejo.
Yeah, don't get it twisted now.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no kink in that hose.
Philippe Pendejo was a wrestler, I believe, in Mexico in the late
70s. Sounds like a badass.
Really? Yeah.
He was awesome.
I was unfamiliar.
He had a mask and
course.
A Mexican wrestling
gear. He did have a problem getting into the venue, though. Doors confused him.
Yes. But that's besides the point.
He put his mask on backwards sometimes.
Sometimes he went in the back door.
Right. One can hope.
Yeah. Juan can hope.
Juan can hope. Aw. Lucky Juan.
Hey, a big shout out to 123 Photography. You're a stand-up guy, and I'm glad you did what you did this weekend, and that's enough said about that.
Huh.
Yep, that's just a friendly shout out to somebody doing good in the neighborhood punching fascists. And we'll just move on from that. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back. It's been too long for me. I've missed you all. I've been gnawing my hands off.
It's been forever.
Like, really, I haven't been on, it's been a month. I don't think I've gone a month the entire 8 years.
Oh, the last show I was on, you were on momentarily.
Yes, and we'll, the less said about that one, the better as well.
I'm just saying, it's been a while.
That goes with the 1, 2, 3.
It's been a while since we've all been together.
Yeah.
Nice to see you guys.
Last week was fun.
Yeah.
Last week was a fun show. I did not listen to it when I had written the podcast post, but I did then actually listen to it kind of forthwith right after.
Did you have to
change
your post afterwards, realizing that some things were wrong?
No. Should I have?
No. I was just questioning. Because you said you posted without listening.
Yes.
And then listened.
Yes. No, because I said in the blog post that I had not listened.
Okay.
But I knew the band was on to promote their album and their tour.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Which is, I believe true, correct? Yes,
yeah, you
I believe that's
it.
Still kind of rang true throughout the whole episode.
Yeah,
go
check it was out. A great show.
Yeah.
I
know, it was great. I love those guys. It was so good to see them. I look forward to watching their tour and hearing stories when they get back.
They're funny shit.
The finger in the lawn chair story was exciting.
Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God.
Oh, which leads.
That one gave me the chills. It's terrible. Yeah. I can't hear about
nasty.
It.
Nasty. Yeah.
Injury.
Sorry to bring it back up again.
You know?
I had hand surgery, whatever.
Yeah. Listen to the first half.
No, even when I think about breaking my own finger, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I've almost broken my fingers like every weekend at the bar the last couple of months.
I tell people those lawn chairs are
dangerous.
They're full of pinch points, and you need to watch your hands.
You do.
Absolutely.
Pinch points. Some I learned it.
Remember those shitty aluminum tube ones as a kid? Even
yeah.
They were even worse where they get rusted.
With the ratcheting ones. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, those are dangerous.
I lost a lot of skin on those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, today, you guys, I went out to work in my backyard and I went out barefoot and the deck that's got the nails sticking up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally gashed a 1-inch hole deep into the meat of my foot with the top of a rusty nail.
Like the arch, the ball, the heel?
No,
where are we
right
talking?
Behind the toes. So that initial space,
oh,
that like
the soft space.
I mean, with every not the soft, the hardest. So it's the that thick foot
through
skin.
The callus.
Yes,
you popped a hole through the callus.
Yes, just a ripped a 1-inch gash that
that's
went
not
all the
that
way
good.
To the. Oh, it's fucking horrible.
That's you got keep an eye out for infection, motherfucker.
And then
like,
I was
that skin is not healed. It's like pretty much just a big thick piece of dead skin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
there was a
1-inch like dangly piece of skin that I had to rip off.
Yeah.
Ah. It was awesome.
All right. I'm so glad I'm not your roommate anymore.
In other words, wear shoes.
Because you would have made me do that for you. I can't look
so
at
awful.
It. Where are you doing?
It was so awful.
Get you some house shoes
so
and don't go on the deck barefoot.
I've gotten splinters before, but today was like that moment right after you do it and you're like, oh shit, this is bad. So
I guarantee you 6 months from now
you'll
do it again.
I tried.
No, I hate that moment right after when you go, oh crap. Oh, no, this isn't just fucking around.
This is bad. And I still have to go to work somehow, and cleaned it twice with alcohol, and then I thought, I don't know when the last time I had a tetanus shot was.
You should get, the health department on 9th Street, you have to call for an appointment, but they're really happy to do those kind of favors.
You are talking to one of the biggest germaphobe, paranoid motherfuckers on earth.
And to go to the health center on 9th Street, you must go into the... It's like Zim going into the restaurant and needing to cover himself with meat so that the bacteria couldn't get on him. Yes.
No, my point being that there is no way I could have lived my life without knowing that I was going to be okay. I know that 1 in 5 people who get tetanus die. So
it's only 1 in 5, and hardly whoever gets
that's
tetanus.
That's what they want you
Dude,
to think.
And my
Rick.
Odds are pretty good.
That's
in
what
life.
They want you to think. It's actually 1 in 3.
No, I immediately after work, I went to the CVS where the nice lady gave me a tetanus shot.
But only 1 in 1 million gets tetanus, so it makes you like 1 in 3 million shots. So don't worry about it.
So I should have just not done it and waited for the
lockjaw. No, you should
wait for the infection.
He
to
got
set
the lockjaw.
The gangrene creeps up your leg.
Oh,
you can cut it off at the knee before it gets to
and
your
did
brain.
Did you know the tetanus shots? They put diphtheria in there while you're at it.
Yes.
So they're just like, it's tetanus and diphtheria.
Yes, diptet.
Diptet.
Like they tell you in Raising Arizona. Well, you got to get your diptet.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, like back in the olden days, they would say, oh, he got the diphtheria.
Like they got the consumption.
He got the St. Vitus dance.
Do you know what the consumption was?
It was
everything from tuberculosis to AIDS. It was that's what the consumption
AIDS.
Was. Yes,
it was.
Was. It's
I'm
always,
surprised
it's always
they
been
it.
With us.
AIDS and consumption didn't coexist.
And the funny thing is, I think it was lung consumption. It was like it was tuberculosis of the lungs. The
specifically,
yeah,
as opposed to tuberculosis
the,
of the ankle.
Of the, well, we get the liver now.
And you can get tuberculosis of the lymph nodes. That is actually totally a thing.
Wow.
Man, we've learned a lot already.
I think
you're fucking
I need
a bunch of smart motherfuckers around here.
My foot hurts.
I'm full of shit.
Anyway,
we know.
Do we have a guest this week?
Philip and Dejo.
We do have a guest, but I did have a big announcement to make that has nothing to do with our guest. So I just want to get it out of the way at the top of the show. As y'all know, I've been bartending the last few months. I would like to happily announce the fact that I will be leaving the St. James Group, as much fun as I've had working at Infirmary in the St. To take a position at Headquarters Bar as their booking agent and bartender. I will be booking all the live shows at Headquarters Bar coming to the near future. We're looking to book any and all of our Reno friends.
Oh, my God.
So,
it's a good stage.
Y'all,
it's a good room.
Are you gonna Are you gonna make him do all the hard work for this too?
No, this is my job. This is my job. Kim's gonna do the hard work for this show while I free up my time to put shows over there.
Well, and
but you can contact me at booking at headquartersbarreno.com. I'll be happy to get your ass in that room. We're gonna have a lot of fun, and I'm really excited. It's gonna be starting. You'll hear this on Thursday. My first day of work there is Saturday, and we will be having Sunday services with Reverend Rory, starring Dave and Dave, a blues combo, at Headquarters Bar this very Sunday. So please come check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Damn, hit the ground running.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have no days off work between the two jobs, and I'm working through my days off at the new job. I have no idea what my next day off is going to be at this current point. But I'm having a good time because it's Reno rock and roll, light knife. Light knife?
Yeah.
The light knife.
You were already cracking under the
up
pressure.
To you, yeah.
Oh, my God. I have no idea what fucking day it is. I only know it's Monday it's Thursday because we're on the podcast.
Right.
And we end up.
That old chestnut.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you, did you ever start sleeping with your wife again?
Oh yeah,
it's been on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Is this really like while I was gone, this came up kind of
well,
shit?
Well, no, but I've been waiting for you to return to find out.
A couple of occasions we have.
Okay,
nice.
So everything's working again. Hey Kevin, just so you know, she had a baby, and that really messes up a vagina, apparently.
Like nuclear bomb.
A natural
and
birth,
well
yeah.
And nice would probably not be the word she would describe for it. Okay, maybe.
Oh, God.
Well,
it's
now
still,
was that like because of the not healing or because you're terrible?
You could
we'll blame it on me and move on. No, I mean it's.
I can only imagine. I have no idea how awful that.
So Howard Jones who said things can only get better. Like
it's
that.
A long. It's a healing process is a long thing, and you know my wife and I are we're horny, okay? We're horny, uh-huh. And we're like little kids who can't do anything about it because, well, it'll be bad if we do.
Oh, it's like being Catholic again.
Shit, it sucks so bad.
I'm sorry. But your baby
but
is so
married.
Adorable. When your wife picked up Riku, I got to see the baby again, and the baby like smiled and was awake and like happy to see everybody.
Does he have that nice little goofy grin with
you
that little dimple?
You make
and
eye
shit.
Contact, and he immediately goes, "Hey," starts smiling, and then you just have to tickle his feet. It was so adorable.
His giant feet—they're as big as your hand.
I didn't think so, but
his feet are huge, dude. They really are. They're as long as his shin. He's enormous. He's growing out of size 6 clothes. He's only 3 months old.
Shit.
He's a big motherfucker. And I'm very happy.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And you know, you'll get back to sex is always there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Tell me about it.
No, we have a very live, flirtatious, affectionate, intimate relationship that just doesn't involve P&B.
All right.
Right.
Wow. That is some real behind the scenes ass shit.
Yeah. We pulled the curtain. We just ripped it off.
We pulled those meat curtains back.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
So you can see all
like nice
of
triangle.
The bloody show.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. All right.
See, I wasn't actually. When I interrupted you introducing our guest, I really didn't mean for it to go to my wife's vagina. But
I haven't seen you in so long. I just had to.
Thanks,
catch
faggot.
Right. Okay.
And with that, I think we should get on to
Yeah, exactly.
Music.
Exactly.
Philippe and Dejo, save us.
Kevin, hi.
Yes.
So your name is not Philippe.
It's my middle name. My middle name
is okay, because my wife told me I should call you all the names, like everything from Chip and Trevor to Jesus and Jorge.
Oh, yes, all of those things, I guess.
Like, well, I mean, the difference
Do
between Kevin
other?
And Felipe Pendejo
oh,
is...
Oh, no, I see. No. I see the connection
it's
now.
It's just, like right. wildly inappropriately different.
Right. And that was one of the things I honestly thought more people would ask me about it. So my name's Kevin Felipe Montoya, and, like, no one really asked. A couple times, like, it's happened, but not as often as I kind of thought going into it,
Kevin,
you know?
You sound more Hispanic, I mean, by your second and third names. You couldn't be more white, and you look,
you're
and Kevin
like,
is
like,
a white
it's
name.
It's like with Nick Ramirez here,
yeah.
Who's like a pretty
how did
white
you get,
guy, too.
How did you get Felipe Montoya as your...
So, my dad's
Are you a Spaniard?
Spanish. Yeah, Spanish. And Felipe is my grandpa's name on my dad's side, and then my dad's name, Montoya.
And your mom said, your name's Kevin.
actually, yeah, on that
in,
note.
Get this in the bud.
She's so, Swedish, right?
Or, yeah, European, you know, European, white.
Right.
My middle, Felipe and Dale, Felipe is F-E-L-I-P-E. That's how my grandpa spelled it. And my mom,
right,
like, didn't
like
want that, so my middle name's actually spelled wrong. My middle name is F-I-L-I-P, and I think there's an E
like
at the end.
Philip?
I spell it Felipe.
Filippi?
I didn't know that until, like, this year.
Felipe.
That on the
like one of those like yeah
it
yeah it was like that type of thing like all my life I've spelled it right like how Felipe is supposed to be if I ever had to spell my middle name it's like on my driver's license it's F E L I P E.
So your dad
don't,
was like we're gonna
don't
name
tell
him
the
after
feds
my grandpa
that.
And your mom's like well okay
fuck
but
you.
We're
yeah
not,
yeah yeah
we're gonna spell it wrong now
sure honey fuck you
yeah well because I remember when like I had teachers and when there's like two Kevins in the class you'd be like Kevin Philip Montoya and I was always like why are they it's Felipe. And I recently found that out.
She made it Philip.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, I guess. I think there's still an E at the end.
But
it's very confusing.
But with an S, just, they said Philip. Or,
it's just spelled wrong. Yeah.
Philip.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Me too.
So when did you start this project?
So it's definitely been on my mind for a couple years, but I really started it around... spring last year is when I started really starting to write, and like I just when I got my looper pedal and I had the vision.
Well, and you're no stranger to the Reno music scene, just for our listeners who might not have been in the know. You drummer for Ostracized?
That's right. I've been since the beginning, for 6 years.
Yeah, all right. So. And before that you've been music kid or
no, I moved here in 2009 and I think I joined Ostracized in 2011.
So kind of not quite out the gate swinging, but I mean, you've been a part of the scene for about most of the decade.
And Ostracized is pretty active. Recently we've slowed down a little bit, but we've been around town and stuff.
I think we've all seen your name on flyers.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
that's what
graffiti
counts.
In the alleyways behind Chase. Yeah, you know.
So yeah, I've been around. I love it here. Like I came here for school and just stuck around.
Well done, sir.
Yep.
Where did you hail from?
Vegas, born and raised.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you're still
hey, I'm here now, boys. I'm here now.
You're still battleborn. Right. You're still battleborn.
I like Vegas.
No, yeah, Vegas didn't exist when we were battleborn. but still Nevada.
True, but Vegas is like technically, you know, part of the state.
Yes.
Yeah. Las Vegas, the battleborn name is all over the city just like it is here.
Okay.
They're cool. I think about this from time to time, how like Vegas is like the hot older sister with like the lips and the tits, but Reno's like the cool hipster sister who's like
fake lips
way
and
cooler.
The fake tits and the fake everything.
Like Vegas is trying to be LA. Reno? Like LA is like our cool cousin,
right?
And Vegas is like trying so hard to do that. And then you come up to Reno and it's like Vegas. It's very similar, but it's
Reno
just
Reno is Marianne. Vegas is Ginger.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. I was gonna say Reno's the slutty little sister, but
she's not. She's a good
No way.
But Marianne is not slutty at all. Ginger slutty.
I like that analogy.
Actually,
because Don Wells
like
is from Reno, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Marianne will take it. Trust me.
Yeah,
she's not like that innocent.
But she doesn't need to like show it off.
She's probably better.
But when you get her alone,
and pick out a CD with her, you fucking. I mean, she's down. Yeah,
you're romantic, Chewbacca.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Like, what kind of CD does she pick out? Like, are we talking like Luther Vandross?
We never get
or...
to the CD picking out. I just say, hey, let's go pick a CD out in here. And she'll be, okay, cool.
Like
and then
Netflix
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, pants down.
Hey, pants down. What?
Yeah.
Hashtag me too.
That's besides the point.
So.
But
she's,
we
she's
digress.
She's a grown woman. She can make up her own
we
decision.
Digress from.
Yeah, Marianne's a grown woman.
So I see your looper pedal is made out of coconut shells. Did you find those here on the island?
Yeah, I built it myself. Witchcraft mostly. I don't know much about electricals.
It's like skulls, strings, duct
tape. So you do have quite the setup here.
Oh, this is like
only
half
of it.
I don't want to. Yeah,
I like you.
I'm working with.
I was expecting a kick drum and some other shit. Did we not
I
just
talked
be able
with
to
Rick
fit it in the room.
I think. I think this is best for sound and everything. Like it'd bleed into other mics. Mm. We shot the shit, as they say about it, and
we tried to decide what pieces
but when
we
people
to include.
So when people see you live, you have a much bigger kind of instrumental setup.
Yeah, I do. I do a kick drum and a hi hat, just for build up accent type stuff. You know,
to have
last
that,
chorus, give it some steady
to have
kick.
That thump here in the room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I have enough songs now to where most of my sets are 30 minutes. Okay. So I pre-loop the bass. So that's what I did today. But if I have like an hour set, I make like a segment where I do the bass tracks and just kind
of
go back
as
and forth.
Part of the show.
As I'm it's a show. I want it to be part of a show. So if I don't have that type of time, I'm not going to not play a song. So you know I can play my very simple bass tracks under these songs.
Got
right.
it.
No.
Got it. Well, but speaking of which, how about you throw another one on us right
yeah,
now?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's hit another one.
This is like this is a song building exercise, like of layers. Like watching Pantoja like do live art at some, you know, rock show.
Sure.
Except orally.
Are your lyrics autobiographical?
They're, a lot of times they stem from it.
Okay.
They stem from
about
it, but,
the girl with the neck tattoo? Is that like a past love?
It was Can hand we call tattoos, her? Actually.
Oh. And
it was one of those things that I was like, just all the time we were dating, she got a bunch of tattoos, and it was one of the, I was like, just please don't blast your hands. Like, it's going to be garbage, and just don't. And then, sure enough, as soon as we broke up, she blasted her hands, and I was like, all right, fine. But neck tattoos has a ring to it.
Yes, yes, yeah. And they, yeah, much the same thing.
Yeah. All right, let's
see. Do you have a production assistant?
No, there are none.
There are none, okay.
No, they don't exist for me yet.
Get let's your see. Own beer, Nick.
Well, whatever. I'm going to introduce the band! To my left, on bass guitar, the man single-handedly trying to ruin conspiracy theories for me, the host of InfoWars Channel, Alex Jones! To my left, again, on rhythm guitar this time, giving all the little children diabetes, Ronald McDonald! Lady Gaga, do you guys remember her? Yeah, pulled some strings, got her on Worst Little Podcast, no big deal. She missed her cue like a fucking idiot. And who could forget, behind me on drums, from Futurama, Bender Bindington Rodriguez!
Yeah!
Why don't you go ahead and give us a drum fill, Bender? Alright then. Now you see what I'm working with in the percussion department. Your sympathy is appreciated. Now I know what you're all thinking. Felipe Pendejo, you can have anybody in the whole world be in your band. Why pick these particular group of assholes? Well, let me explain. Because it doesn't matter. None of this matters. Maybe you had a little bit of truth, but you sold it for a piece of gold. Maybe you're a cartoon character whose sole purpose of being brought into existence is to antagonize. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Now, on a related note, there has been something moderately festering in my mind, and I think it's best I just kind of ball it all up and let it out now rather than it just exude throughout the rest of this podcast. And then we'll come right back to this bit and maybe even do another song. Fuck your God and fuck your money. We didn't ask to be here, but we hit the ground running. Fuck this world and all of its tricks so cunning, like fear from the past or fear of the future. Nothing is real. But that might sound funny. Because we've been stuck on this ride and its features are so stunning. Forget what you know and you will never go hungry. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless what brand of asshole you so choose to label yourself and others, it doesn't matter. And the end of this ride is inevitable. And I promise you folks, if we all use just a little bit of imagination, we'll have a lot more fun on our way there. Now, how about a song?
Okay.
So I mentioned I do the bass tracks.
They're to the band. Hey, let's give it up to your backup band there. There's a pretty talented group of motherfuckers.
Later, y'all.
I'm a big fan of Mr. Rodriguez there.
Made me want a Big Mac.
Yeah, there are a lot of songs. I do loop them live, and some it just makes more sense for me not to. They just have a bigger impact. I can get right into it. For example, this song is called Eat Acid and Kill Yourself. Fuck no! Please, no! There is no God! And I can't stop thinking about cock! The TV knows exactly what I'm thinking! The billboard plays with my brain! No! Please, not again!
I gotta say, man, if I had half of your musical talent 20 years ago at the Blue Lamp open mic nights, this is exactly what everybody would have been hearing.
Oh, God.
So you're saying I'm 20 years late, man?
Yes.
No. But I mean, like, it's bringing back some nice good old memories and just thinking, fuck, I
He's
wish I...
He's a poet.
I'm a big fan of the 90s.
I did spoken word a lot in the 90s and 2000s, and I didn't learn any instruments until, like, 4 years ago. For Christ's sakes, I'm so late to the game. I could have been doing awesome shit like this when I was that angry, too.
Well, okay.
Now I'm a parent and in my 40s, right. And I've given up.
So, to put it in perspective, maybe this might help someone listening, but I'm 28.
Yes, sir.
I started this, last year. So when I was 26, my birthday is in the summer. And for like 6 months before that, I was like, casual. I was working a lot, but I knew I wanted to do it, so that's when I like started playing guitar. So I've always had like a guitar and a piano at like my parent growing up, but I didn't really start learning like how chords go together until like 2 years ago.
Nice.
So not to my own horn, but it's like you can do it if you just.
I believe you, sir.
Like
I'm just not as angry as you are anymore.
Like, I learned to channel it. I don't think I'm too angry. 20 year old me.
Right?
Maybe a little more. I remember it. I remember the anger.
He'd be fun to do the game with.
Is it time?
You want to?
You want to just jump
Let's
in?
Let's do the game.
Sure, yeah.
What do you think, Chewbacca?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right.
And by the game, you mean the game everybody just lost? Oh, thank you, Internet.
The other one.
No, he means the quiz. Rick, what? My music, please, sir.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and most specifically, Felipe Pendejo.
Ow!
Hold your hats on your ass, because you're about ready to be stuck to a wild ride. This is the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of questions that are maybe... Shit, I don't think they're going to make him uncomfortable.
Can we do it the new style?
But let's a few more than usual.
Rory can have a couple extra because he's the main host, but everybody else gets one big question.
We're all going to ask you a bunch of uncomfortable questions that we're going to judge you subjectively and score you arbitrarily upon. Are you ready to play?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right. Nick, you went up first.
Well, okay. One of my favorite questions is... celebrity road trip or somebody famous through time you could take a road trip across America with, you're gonna film a movie about you. That's not a prerequisite, the banging.
I'm a big fan of Jim Carrey.
Oh, cool.
Like Jim Carrey. So you travel the country, Jim Carrey?
Oh, God. A car with the two of you just fucking kill me.
All right. You're not invited.
Yeah, this is his, Rick.
I am in the I am hiding in the trunk on this road trip. Like.
I like that answer. I'm gonna score you high for that.
All right, can I go?
Yes, sir.
Right, so you've been in Reno for quite a while, right?
About a decade, like 9 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been to most of the neighborhoods. So what, in your personal opinion, is the sketchiest 7-Eleven in the Reno Sparks area?
Oh good. My God, dude! Good I want. I went. Oh, it was like a month ago. I think I want to say it was like near Audi, and there was like, yeah. I'm not 100%. I don't know how many are near there, but there was like a woman who looked very normal.
Audi and Sutro
with like her 4-year-old something of that nature daughter, and they looked very normal. And then they just hightail it to the dumpster and start picking on through. And then there's like homeless people around, and I was like, oh my God, what is
was
happening?
By the,
Audi
fairgrounds?
And Sutro.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I think someone else answered that one before.
No, she said Grove Street.
Oh, that's right.
I suggested that the Sutro and Audi one was sketchy, in my opinion.
I've never been there. It was like a month ago, I was like, what is happening here?
I find the Wells 7-Eleven to be quite sketch as well.
Rick thinks the second Wells
second
one is.
Street.
I think the Cheney and Wells
second
is
Second Street
sketchy.
And Wells is the worst.
Yeah, I think
you
Cheney.
Mean the Wells by Taco John's, right?
Yeah,
Rory?
Well, I was thinking Wells and Taco, but you're right. No, Wells and Second Street.
Oh, the Wells and Second is the worst.
Much sketchier.
Oh, my God.
By the laundromat.
And
yeah.
Super close to the cop shop, which is weird.
So, oh, the closer you are to the cop shop, the sketchier
the worst
town
7-Eleven gets.
Yeah.
Any 7-Eleven in town, if you're there at the right time, can be super sketchy.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. Yeah. Open 24/7.
I live in a pretty good neighborhood, and the 7-Elevens up there get a little hairy.
People are coming in, getting like day-old Depends.
Oh, God.
Well, all the people playing the slot machines have St. Vitus dance.
The one on Keystone. The one on Keystone ain't bad.
Reacher.
Sometimes, though.
Reek.
Depends on the time of the day,
And I'll leave this one up to Riku.
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering, sir?
17. Rather pleasant.
Where were you?
Location.
Oh. It was in my bedroom. With
were
a
your parents
home? Hell yeah.
Was she older or younger?
Younger.
No,
how much? Well, okay,
parents,
nah, then I don't want to ask that question.
Your parents
really.
Were not
Oh, it was
there.
High school. Like,
Yeah, exactly. So we don't need to go into any details beyond that. We'll protect the lady's anonymity. I mean, if she was older, it was like, what, like 32? Yeah.
That's a good answer.
But that would be statutory rape, frankly, so it would be creepy.
Right.
How romantic.
Rick?
That was his question.
Yeah, that was
me. Oh,
my question... Trapped on a desert island with nothing left to eat. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Lover.
Do you have a lover?
No.
Okay. Must be a real person. Please substitute the last person that broke your heart.
Oh, that's who I eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lover.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Answer stands. Okay. All right.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, double up. Everybody
I'm
going to
go, what was the first big concert you ever attended?
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, cool.
Hard Rock in Vegas.
Nice.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Favorite form of pork? I don't know if you even eat meat, but
I don't.
But if you ever used to, what was your favorite form of pork?
Yeah. No, you can't go wrong with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not an idiot. I know it tastes good.
Number one answer.
You can never go wrong with bacon.
You are a true Nevadan. Rick?
What is the first album that you purchased with your own money?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. That's tough. I have no idea.
You don't remember?
Wow.
What's the first thing you remember?
Everybody remembers that question.
I don't know. Well, my older brother gave me a bunch of CDs. My dad had a bunch of vinyl. Then, like,
okay,
I
what's
mean,
the first album you played the shit out of as a kid?
Was, yeah, oh, your
yeah,
first
that, that's
album.
Easy. First, yeah, that'd be like Blink-182, Enema of the State.
That's not, that's.
You mean like vinyl? You want vinyl like from my dad's collection?
You're
years
really younger
young.
Than us,
Rick.
No, yeah, you're really young. It's fine. It's okay.
We'll yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry to disappoint you.
Like, that album came out when
give
I
him more points for that.
That album came out when I stopped sassy. Paying attention to punk rock because I was too old and bitter. rounding the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how often do you masturbate?
Five
times a day?
Oh, no.
How many times a day, week? Like, give me a frequency. It's five, your whole life, ever?
It's like once a week, like...
Five times a week? Okay.
It's not a big go-to for me.
Five out of seven? That's a legit answer. So when you do... Do you occasionally consult the internet for reference?
Yeah.
What are your favorite keywords?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks, BBW, MMF, Dirty Martinez, and Danny Thomas style.
MMF is definitely one. Facials.
Yeah.
I think of that every time I get a cinnamon roll. I'm like, that's weird. Why do they make that look like that? Anyway.
Ice cream.
He's got a pretty good score going on.
No, we're not doing bad here. A couple more questions here. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Oh, good one.
David Miscavige. Scientology.
Excellent fucking answer.
I thought about it. Thank you, everyone.
That's like 100,000 points right there.
He deserves it.
Like, that's one of the highest.
I'm not a big fighter. It's not something I'd go out of my way to do, but David Miscavige. If I had the chance, I think he's won.
Yeah. Dude, Where's your wife, Dave? Where's your fucking wife?
It's too bad you don't have a band, because you would be kicking their ass right now.
Okay.
Chewbacca left for a second after
his wife has disappeared, and the church refuses to say anything about Sydney's disappearance.
Your wife?
No, that he would beat up the guy.
Dave Miscavige, the head of Scientology.
The guy who beats all up right. is all like his right
and
hand
sends
man
children
and
out on boats
out
for the sea ministry with the elder
Sea Org.
Raped.
All right.
Sea Org, yeah.
I'm pretty into cults. So.
Wonderful answer. And finally, before we get to the rapid fire questions, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Ooh, good one.
Oh, man. Haunt?
Where would your shade
church?
Keep
churches? Just church? Is that an answer?
Any specific church?
I don't know.
Come on, you gotta narrow it down. You're a ghost.
Catholic,
you don't get to be all over the world.
Methodist.
The one on Center Street.
Unitarian.
Church of Scientology.
You know what? It would be the Mormon church, but only the seminary. Only the shit that they make the high school kids do before school.
The elder studies, that kind of shit.
I guess so. It's just seminary. Seminary class.
The Mormon seminary.
Mormon seminary.
That's what
class.
I would do.
Any specific
I'll leave their
town?
Sunday alone.
And, like, all of them? Any specific town?
They're all the same.
This one? Yeah, whatever. It's all the same. It don't matter.
Every day is Sunday when you're dead.
Wow, man. That's deep.
That's deep.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Rick.
Circumcised or not?
Not.
Ricky? You're not circumcised?
Spanish dog.
There you go. Hamburgers or dogs?
Burgers, I guess.
Wait, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, man. I do not care so hard.
Okay.
Wow.
So you'd say zero. I'll take the zero.
Okay.
I'll go Star Trek because I feel like their movies are shorter.
Okay.
Cool.
Wow.
Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Gay or ginger?
Like, I have to be one?
Yeah. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is.
Is it homophobic if I pick ginger?
Yes.
then gay.
Faggot.
I'll let the fear sink into my bones. You boys pull one over on me.
That makes you a faggot then. So.
I thought that made you a gingerphobe.
No, gingers can pull it off, dude. It can be done.
Who would win in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Where are they fighting?
No, it's rapid fire. Sorry.
Right, just answer, man.
Walrus, pick one.
Walrus. Okay. Oh,
Couple more.
DC or Marvel? He doesn't give a
You're
shit.
You're hitting me with these shits I don't care about, man.
Wow.
Marvel, Spider-Man, Spider-Man's Marvel. I like Spider-Man.
Let me have a do-over then. Metal or punk rock?
Metal.
Keystone or Wells?
Keystone.
Okay.
Rick, do you have
them? Yeah, Rick.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, cancer.
Cold play or a cold sore?
Cold sore, fuck it.
And finally, would you rather give a hand job or a blowjob?
Give one? Hand job, I guess. You seems, never less, know. Seems less painful.
Yeah. You never know.
It takes longer, though.
I've given a lot of hand jobs, but they're all to myself.
I'm an expert at giving myself a hand job.
I think we just heard a future drop.
Or two.
He's marking that one. All right. You played really well.
Yeah, and now I have to tabulate the scores. Let's see who's going to be the winner. Is it Kevin or his guitar? I think we're going to have to go Kevin here with a score of 1,275,000 points.
Pretty good.
I'd like to thank everyone who believed in me.
And 1,000 is over a million, yes.
Instead of curiosity, how many points did the guitar get?
1,400.
Oh, not bad.
Pretty
it's
good.
A pretty bitchin' guitar.
Still more than Dave Richards.
And Jackson.
Okay, there you go.
Yes. But that's not hard.
Let's talk about when your shows are coming up.
Yeah, what are you doing live? Where do you play?
I just booked a show with Felipe Pendejo at Jub Jub's on Saturday.
This
coming Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, sweet, so quick.
Yeah. Yeah, so that just happened. I think Pressure Drop was on the bill, and they...
I love them!
Nice!
Some sort of injury. I didn't ask, but one of my friends hit me up and was just like, they couldn't do it. So, so I'm filling in on that. I just... Josh Least, Born Dead Production.
Oh, yeah.
He just hit me up for September. It's a camping show, so I'm super pumped for that. I think it's like September 24th?
Is this August 29th? No. Trying to look up your show. Jub Jub's here.
Yeah, so it'll be the 25th.
Today's the 25th.
They have no event for that day.
The recent
Infecto Skeletons
is
on it. It's a pirate punk show.
Oh, okay. Rad.
Yeah. Damn. And Infecto Skeletons. Yeah, scumbag. I forget the other band. I forget the band that invited me.
That's all right.
I'm sure they're nice folks.
Yes.
We probably talked about this on the Infecto Skeletons show last week.
That's true.
So our audience already knows
who
the other band is.
Okay, so he's there too.
Yes. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think it's the 22nd, I think, is that camping show. He just hit me up today.
Oh, cool.
So that should be fun. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I missed Boshi Bash, unfortunately. Yeah. I was hoping to go, but it was, I got my excuses.
Sounds like it was a good turnout.
Yeah.
Like, I heard a lot of, good stories about that in first person.
I've been before. I've been in the past. I've been to two of them, two of the four.
Nice.
So I really wish I could have made it, but... Kind of weenied out.
Boshi Bash and Gremfest are two of the coolest underground Reno festivals that you've never been to. If you haven't been, you should go.
Yeah, I have never been.
You haven't been to Gremfest?
Or Boshi Bash.
What's Gremfest?
Yeah.
Put on by Failure Machine, folks. Mm. And it's like house party rocking.
Cool.
Usually in a very small room where everybody's crowded in.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. It's like kind of the opposite of Boshi Bash. We're just out at the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boshi Bash is fun.
So you'd probably be camping up in Tahoe, huh?
Yeah, he just said it'll be in the woods. I assume he has a spot, but I don't ask too many questions. I know I'm down unless something comes up.
Just go to the woods near Tahoe and you'll find
it.
Yep.
Sure. There's only one.
Yeah, woods. Yeah, it's big, but it's
just
find the
woods.
Just go in the woods and listen.
Do you like a website and anything with your music and?
No, I have stuff on SoundCloud. I'm trying to get more social media savvy. It's not a strong point of mine, but I'm actively trying. So I prefer Instagram. It's just more friendly to me.
But you sent me some link to your SoundCloud or was it Bandcamp? I thought
I'm. I have a couple songs on, so I put like 3 songs on Bandcamp, and then I started using SoundCloud, and SoundCloud's way easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bandcamp makes your picture size be a certain pixel, and like, it has to be the lossless file, and I suck at computers, so it took me like way too long to get those 3, and then a friend was like, oh, just try SoundCloud, it was just super easy, like, they don't care. They're just like, yeah, just upload it up, and you're fine. Like, it might be crappy, it might be pixelated. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm Felipe Pendejo, I don't give a shit, like, just put it up there.
Hey, there you go. That's rock and roll, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Let's do another song.
Cool.
More music.
Cool. Yeah, so then other than the bass, I will build this one up. This will be a fun one.
Right on. Is there an opportunity for any audience participation? Sure. Like, I mean, I feel like, hey, a part of the...
Why
like,
not?
You are giving us a show here. We're your three-person audience. Like, just bring it to us like you do to the peoples.
At the end, we tell them how good it was.
With our tip money.
Yeah.
With all your money.
I have lots of exposure bucks to give you.
Okay.
You and me. Hanging out. Best friends. Never ever leave me. You and me. You and me. Hanging out. Hanging out. Because you're my best friend. And you will never ever leave me.
Honestly, after having met you for the very first time, I can say that you are my bona fide best friend. I really can't wait to hang out with you again. I'll see you later, and I'll get your number from our mutual friend.
And we'll be hanging out, and it'll just be you and me. Because you're my best friend, and you will never ever leave me. You're my best friend, and you will never ever leave me.
Hey, so good to hear from you again. It's been too long. So, what are you doing? Wanna hang out? Oh, your grandma's funeral?
Well, can I come?
Okay, yeah, no, I totally get it. Maybe what are you doing this weekend? Okay, great, I'll keep in touch.
And then we'll hang some more, 'cause it'll just be you and me. And we'll totally be hanging out, because you're my best friend, and you will never ever leave me. It's been too long since it's been you and me. It's been so long since we've been hanging out. I need to see my best friend. Don't forget, you'll never ever leave me. One more time! You and me. Hanging out. Hanging out. Because you're my best friend. And you will never ever leave me.
I just don't know what to do anymore. It's not like I can just give up on my best friend. No. I'm gonna change my attitude. Oh, never forget that day that I met you, that day that I met my best friend. I cannot wait till I see you again, till I see you again, you're my best friend. I'll never stop looking, I'll never stop looking, I'll look everywhere for my best friend. I made a promise that I have to keep, you'll never ever leave me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was rad.
That's kind of stalkery and awesome.
Oh,
it reminds me
it's by design, my friend.
It reminds me of a Tom Lehrer song, I Hold Your Hand in Mine.
And yeah, it's
are you familiar?
I'm not, but
Tom Lehrer wrote songs for the Electric Company Kids Show, but he also wrote songs about smoking pot and holding your dead lover's hand in yours so you'd always have a part of them with you.
Yeah, this was definitely like the, on that. It was that Every Breath You Take, Police. I'd listen to this, but it's the creepiest fucking song, and it's a banger. And then
creepy as fuck lyrics.
And then White Stripes has one too, like the. Put you in a locket or something of that sort, you know, and it's like the creepiest, like poppy, like I'm gonna put you in a locket and you stay there because you're mine, and yeah, so it was that type of song. When I was like,
the Cure song High sounds like a really nice love song, and then when you dissect the lyrics, it's like, I'll keep holding you in my arms so tight, they'll never let you go.
Yeah.
Because I've like strangled you right, in your right. dead body yeah. and I won't. Yeah.
Oh, what's that Depeche Mode song that you and Cheyenne did? That's like that too. Anyway.
Master and Servant? No.
So goth.
No, and it's one of those great ones yeah, that, like, that you don't
I,
know
fuck,
until
I
you
remember.
And then you start like listening to the lyrics and you're like, wait a minute, this is terrible.
Horrible, horrible thing.
But, yeah. Aww.
Yes. That was great, though. Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, I think we can all relate to
it. So, really, I do have to say, this is a fun little non-congruent, like, you know, the drummer for Ostracized. And,
oh, yeah.
And you've got these, like, goofy little, like, weird, somewhere between, I don't know.
Something like a kid's show.
Dead Milkman and David Liebehart.
A little,
like
little.
Weird oh, nice.
Comedy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little like a more talented version of like Wesley Willis or somebody. That's just like a,
right.
You know, just like a, kind of annoying, but also awesome.
Right, right on that,
this
right on that
art
cusp.
Rock. I believe
right on that cusp.
Dead Milkman would very much classify
yeah,
you
sure.
as both somebody they would do a show with, but also as an art,
okay.
art fan.
I have checked those out. I'm familiar with David Liebehart. I've caught him last time he came
You
down.
Don't know Dead Milkman?
Not off the top of my head. I might know them from like internet
Punk rock
or something.
Girl.
Do you know Wesley Willis?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Alanis Morissette?
He worked with Ocasio.
Do you know Alanis Morissette?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Alanis
She's a fucking freak.
Morissette. Rock over London. Rock over Taco Bell. No, check out the Dead Milkman.
Yeah,
and
I will. Absolutely.
A very seminal band you
Absolutely.
Should familiarize
yeah.
yourself with. Fuck, I feel old.
There's a
Still
reason.
Still around.
Oh, I am. Actually, yeah, Joe Jack was just in Reno this past yeah. summer.
See? Yeah, he did the acoustic show.
I believe he's coming back too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bed Men were rad.
Yeah. Please check. Hey, by the way,
timeless music.
There have been, especially since I've gotten back on working like the bar scene, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus fucking Christ, there are so many good shows happening in Reno right now. Out of town bands, local bands, regional, national acts, some of the greatest talent in America in the last generation is visiting Reno or Tahoe or even Carson City. And you just have to like look around and find the events.
Scratch the surface and you'll find
But
it
there is so much really cool shit happening here. So please, like, you know, go. I know most of you already do, but those of you who are new to the show, please, please, please go out and support local shit at local clubs. I mean, I got to see the English Beat last weekend at the mm-hmm. Saint.
How was that?
They're fucking phenomenal. I mean, you know, it's only one guy from the original band and was definitely a
Who
lot
cares?
Of those 80s reggae
was it the
covers
lead singer?
And stuff. Davey. Yeah.
The blonde.
Like we knew who any of them were back then anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Not,
right. I didn't know their names then.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a European The Beat that tours and does all the same songs, and then there's the American, the English Beat, and like only two original members do those bands. Is like what
but
I was reading about it.
The songs
but
are
still,
good.
It was a great show. The house was packed. Everybody had a great time. All of us bartenders had
a blast.
It was
a sold out show. It's the first time I've
yes,
seen
sir.
A sold out sign out there where it said sold out.
I don't think there's been a sold out show
there.
There
may have been one, but I didn't notice
Flay
it.
Sold out. I think.
Man,
it was at least really close.
There was a lot of people in there. Yeah.
And hey, Chris Hubble on One Night Productions, a little shout out, bringing some really good brand new shows and a lot of new blood to the nightlife scene here in Reno.
Good job.
Good guy to work with. So please look for more shows with One Night Productions. I know they've been bringing shows to Jub Jubs, The Saint. I think he's got something going on at Cargo. So keep a lookout for those shows. He's got some good acts on the line coming up here.
Cool.
And yeah, just go out. There's so much good things happening here. We say this all the time, but it's like no joke in Reno. If you don't think there's anything cool happening, you're just not looking hard enough.
Yeah. And you know, I'm 20 years older than you. So back 20 years before you were born, right?
When so 40
Nick
years.
Had most of his brain cells.
We
His math is a little off there, but
like
he means it.
One or two clubs to go see any kind of rock and roll, or maybe a couple of basements. And that was it, man.
And Lawler.
It was like a desert. Yeah, and Lawler. Lawler.
There's still some
you'd
rad,
get the big show.
Music.
It was like, yeah.
And then it grew just a little bit. But now you can go see music any night of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't even complain, man. I love Reno.
Yeah,
I love it here, too. It's been growing. I hope they don't, you know, I hope the gentrify and rent prices come down. But other than that, I love it.
Yeah.
Not anytime soon.
Anyway.
Yeah, don't drive out the locals, Reno.
Don't
hold
your breath.
You'll ruin what we got.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of money.
Oh, we'll just all move to Elko. That's what everybody's doing.
Speaking of money, right.
Elko, the new Carson City.
How do we make money? Patreon.
Yeah, Rick, do you have a commercial and a song?
How's that going?
Yeah. Let's hear.
You got a commercial?
Let's hear a little something from Cole Adams.
Oh.
Want to give him money so you can hear more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Rory with the Worst Little Podcast.
Tell you everything about Reno, it's in store for you. You gotta give them money, yeah.
Money.
Otherwise, they can't pay the electricity that's making this mic work, you see. So just give us some money, please.
Dog water dick needs your Skrilla.
Give us money, please. And we'll thank you kindly by doing more and more stuff.
The little house the dick built. all right, that's what we're going
so,
with our commercial.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast And you can give us a little bit of money every month.
Yeah,
we would really
do.
Appreciate it.
It's well worth it.
$3,
you don't even have to
dollars.
Give much. It makes a difference.
And I love you all so much. So
and
so
if you'd
few...
like to find out how much Rick loves you, please stop by the house on some evening after the bands have left.
Oh yes.
So was that Rick? Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast
And we have very few Patreon subscribers, so you will stand out as somebody quite amazing in our lives.
And really, we'll probably actually say your name. And just like our old tagline, give us a dollar, we'll say your name.
Okay. If you donate $100, I will go to dinner with you.
That's awesome,
yeah.
man.
Put that on as a perk, Rick.
True.
Rick,
and, yeah,
put that
no,
on as
right.
a perk for real.
Matter.
Like $100, Chewy, dinner date with Chewy.
Yep.
But he's going to go with you, though.
I'll even
to
pay
dinner.
For my dinner.
It's Dutch, but he will go to dinner with you. Oh, you didn't think we were paying for that. That's what your money would be paying for, so it's pointless.
Yeah, but you get to buy your own dinner, too, and eat just fine.
With Chewy.
Yes.
Dutch date with Chewy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Dutch date
with Chewy. Perfect.
God, I hope we get some
I love Dutch.
Some listeners.
I'm changing this.
Oh, my God.
Can't be a date.
I
some
will
of our
pay,
rich friends out
I will
there.
Pay
on.
You $100 just to do that.
Yeah. It can't be. It's not going to be like a date because I am a married man, but I'm talking about
right,
like just
a
nice conversation
date.
And
yeah,
food.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. And okay, I'll pay you $50 the first person who does it. $50 of my own money will go to the first Dutch dinner date with Chewy. Hey.
So I'm just saying.
I need a moment.
It'll be nice. I have good taste in food, and I can talk about whatever you want.
Very cool.
He might not know
not
what he's talking about,
if
but
you just
sound
not,
like it.
If you just want to not talk and just sit there and eat, look at each other, it's fine with me, too. Or not look at each other and just pretend we don't even know each other. So just like $100 would really make a big difference around
it's
here.
It's your call.
Oh, this is the best. The indifferent Dutch dinner date with Judy.
I just love the show and I want it to succeed, so please. Trying to do what I can.
I wish I was a regular listener. I'd pay for that.
Yeah. For first person, I pay for half of the donation.
Okay.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Fuck, that was funny.
Should we wrap her up and get some more music?
I think it's about that time. What do we got coming up this weekend? Nick, do you have any shows? I know Roxy Colley's got something coming up here.
Well, I know I can announce that we're going to play our CD release party on September 22nd over at St. James Infirmary. We really like the vibe there. It kind of fits our sound.
It's yes. It's no, it's a fun room. I regret the fact that I won't be working there anymore and I couldn't be the bartender for you guys that night, but maybe I'll get to come see your show now.
Yeah, and so what's 14 days from 14 is the 6th? Does that make it the 6th?
Sure.
No, it's the 8th. Okay, so also at the 8th, we'll be at Shays. We're opening up a show at Shays for Momo on September 8th. Then the 22nd. I don't know. Look it up, though. We post all that stuff on RoxyColley.com. One Ton Dooley's got any shows coming up? I don't think so.
No, One Ton Dooley's been turning down shows from Momo left and right.
Oh yeah,
because we're taking a break to write songs.
Oh okay, that's right.
Yeah,
could you record the Left on Well song? No, I love that song.
That's part of
the
kind
new,
of
next
what
album.
We're working on.
Cool,
yeah, next
right
album.
On. Yeah, next that's album. The next album.
Right on.
Which we're actively working on.
Lazy Universe opens up for the Mermen on September.
Yeah, that's going to be a fucking rad show.
14th.
Cool.
On Friday of this weekend, we've got the Solo Project Showcase at Foxy Olive featuring T Heavy, Jen Scafidi, Bad Ooh. Haircuts, and Quentin Bunk.
Ooh.
That's actually going to be pretty bitchin'. Saturday the 25th, my pick for you guys is Dead Country Gentlemen and Greg Gilmore at Picnic. That's going to be a pretty bitchin' show.
Yeah.
And then this coming Sunday, like I mentioned before, Sunday Services with Reverend Dory Dowd featuring Dave and Dave, a wonderful blues combo, is going to be at Headquarters Bar, all brand new, opening Headquarters for the first time on Sundays, will be me and my stupid little show. And nice. Come get cleansed of sin. It will be a service industry night, just like the show's always been. We're still going to have fun. Holy Spirit's down your throat. Lots of craziness and lovely, lovely, great music. For all you folks still out day drinking and have to go to work on Monday.
Blues is kind of like gospel.
A little bit. A little bit.
That goes with your...
That's a good point.
With your church vibe, which I really enjoyed playing.
And then because we won't really be able to talk about it, next Monday, Sloppy Seconds, Danny Cockstar, and the Shots, the Shames, and the Publicers at Shay's Tavern.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Another good show.
Next Wednesday, because we mentioned it earlier, Pressure Drop with Deathbed Confessions and Armed for Apocalypse at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
I thought Pressure Drop had issues.
Yeah.
Oh, do they? I'm looking at the Facebook events.
Is that
page
this Saturday?
No, that's Wednesday the 29th.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
I wonder.
This Saturday, I'm pretty sure they're the band that dropped.
Oh, all right.
This sounds Saturday, like there's still plenty of other.
But this is a show for Wednesday the 29th.
Maybe yeah, it was does. A maybe it was a scheduling thing that a band member couldn't make it that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't
show up anyway.
What else, Roy?
Well, next Thursday, because, you know, we may as well include that. Swine, Karin, and A Devastating Catastrophe at Shay's Tavern.
And then?
Metal.
Saturday, September 1st, which we'll talk about next weekend because I do want to promote this a couple weeks in a row. The Scum Dance Film Festival at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. It is Jub Jub's First Parlor, but it is his Thirst Parlor as well.
It's his first Thirst Parlor.
Exactly.
Scum Dance Film Festival brought to you by Travis Calvert, local film writer and screen maker.
Keep going.
He's got a lot of great short films from some lovely underground filmmakers from around the country and especially locally and around the region.
Sweet.
They have trophies. They have awards.
Aww.
It's an underground fucking film festival starting right here. This is their
That's
second
fucking
year.
Rad.
I recommend looking up on either Travis's Facebook or Scum Dance. I think they have their own page.
And you can check out some previews and know what's going to happen. You can kind of check out what you want to see because it's going to be
some funny-ass trailers.
It's
man.
Like a 12-hour event. Like, I mean, it's
a lot of movies.
10-hour event. Noon to 10 p.m. And I believe there might be music afterwards.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, usually they have at least a couple of bands afterwards. So this is a 12-hour fucking event. Lots of movies, lots of bands, lots of punk rock, lots of underground awesomeness. Please come check it out.
Baby, that's the last place I'd figured your mom at.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, your mother's a whore.
No, she said figured your mom would go to that.
Right.
Yeah, but then Rory said her mother's a whore.
And that's my ex-wife, so that's like, yeah.
Well, keep it all in the family.
Hey, congratulations to my ex-wife on her nuptials with her boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't
they
know that they got
in
married.
In Amsterdam. He proposed to her in Amsterdam. It's quite a lovely ring, and we really do actually wish them all the best.
Congratulations for sure.
Oh, Cheyenne, this is for you.
To the sucker
Fuck
and
the Reverend
whore.
Rory
and
Dowd.
Rory might have just called you a whore, but he didn't mean it.
Fuck
no,
the
I
Reverend
meant
Rory
it.
Dowd.
And Zach's a sucker. No, I love you guys a lot.
Of course, we all love them.
And they might get back to them that they said she
this
said
is all in good
him.
Fun. If this
they're not
going to
listen,
no.
though.
They
like, don't they listen.
Won't listen. She never listened to the show the whole time.
She doesn't
we
want
married.
To hear your voice.
Dig.
But we do all wish them very much the best. For
all
sure.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Did you have fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was this better than a prostate exam?
I'd say so.
He's only 28. He probably hasn't had a prostate exam, I hope.
Depends on who's giving it.
Hernia exam. You've had to turn your head and cough at least once.
If you say so.
Middle school.
Maybe.
Not everybody went to middle school.
Was
like
this better than middle school?
This was better
line.
Than all of those
was
things. This
better
was better
than
a stranger
first
man.
First time you were assaulted.
Yes. Yes.
I can live with that.
Thank you, gentlemen, for giving me this.
Thank
and
you,
reminding
man.
Me about
thank
the time
you for
I was assaulted.
In. Yeah.
This has been a good show.
Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, we're glad to have met you. Felipe Pendejo.
All right.
Do
and
this.
Real quick, before this comes to an end, before I wrap it up with my last song, I know I've talked a lot about nothing, but I just wouldn't feel right without at least giving you all and the listeners an opportunity for a little bit more than nothing. Granted, I do believe that 99.999% of everything that we know, love, and fear is nothing more than an illusion. Given that remaining 0.001 to be pure truth, the pinnacle of infinity that holds us all together and binds us as one, anything outside of that, this world, your flesh, working a job that you do not give a fuck about, to pay for garbage that you don't even want, is nothing more than your own imagination and the accumulative power of the imaginations around you. Now then, back to the matter at hand, in regards to me and my attempt to at least give you an opportunity to take something more than nothing away from this. And at the risk of sounding trite, I do believe that each and every one of you has either honor within you. So I'm asking, not just for me, but for yourselves as well, to dig deep, deep down, down into your pockets. I do have merchandise, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet-ass t-shirts, several to choose from, tie-dye, white. I have decal stickers, they're all very bitchin', a variety of pins. And another thing! These guys do a lot. Give them money as well.
Oh, hey.
I'm reminded of that scene with the cancer patient in Fight Club, but never mind.
Right. G-G Allen. G-G Allen. G-G Allen. G-G Allen. G-G Allen. G-G Allen. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand and rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits. G.G. Allen. G.G. Allen. G.G. Rub it on your tits. G.G. Little podcast. I am Felipe Pendejo.
Bravo!
That's motherfucking art right there.
That was rad.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Now we have rules again.
DogwaterStudios.com.
Do you think you can be happy about rules now?
What?